Fantastic. Good evening, folks listening in live through BBS Radio Online. Today it is July the 15th, 2020. It is Wednesday. That means if you have questions, we have answers. Or questions and answers with the Elohim and Ra group. A live channeling will happen during the show. Terry Brown is able to communicate with those two groups on the other side of the veil. And you can submit a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com, and Winfrey will go over those questions during the show and ask the questions, usually all of those that are being submitted, in the 1 hour. This is a unheard of opportunity to get to know more about our planet, about the universe, about the other sources from the other side, about your own personal life. If you have issues, they can look into you. They can counsel you. A lot of wisdom is being shared on those calls where we do live channelings. And today we have the question and answer show. We have on Sunday morning, every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific time, a 2 hour show on BBS, and all our shows that are on BBS are simulcasts with a conference call. Sunday morning, we all the time have live channelings, usually in the first hour, when has a topic on which he asks questions. In the second hour, one of the things we do is go over the healing list. The healing list is accessible to everyone all around the world. You can put stuff on the healing list, whatever it is, for assistance from the other side. And here we had another person join in on the conference call. Welcome. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Jill and Jerry from Rochester, Minnesota.
Welcome, Jill and Jerry.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Jane. This is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Anyone else? Feel free to say your name or location. I thought maybe somebody was going to laugh, but...
Oh, come on.
Welcome, Helen. And I welcome all those folks that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here. And Jerry, I thank you for being here as well. You're usually in the background.
Thank you.
All right. Another person joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
All right. And I will repeat the email address one more time, which is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. jane@infinity.com. That is where you can submit a question to Win, and he goes through those questions during the show, and he will ask those questions through Terry Brown to our sources, the Elohim Group and the Ra Group. I welcome the next live caller here on the phone. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Good evening. I'm Wanda from Saskatchewan, Canada.
Hello, Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Wanda.
And hey. Another caller joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location. Or the next caller, welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Robert in New York.
Hello, Robert. Welcome.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, everybody.
Fantastic.
I think somebody said hi to me. I don't know who it was, but hello.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say a name or location. But of course, only if you would like to do so.
You're welcome, whether you say so or not.
Wanda, again, you have it's a different sound this time than last time, but you have a crackle in your phone line.
Okay, when I mute myself, it's still crackling, you'll see.
Go ahead. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Ajna.
Guten Abend, Ajna. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, it's gone right now. Wanda, thank you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Is that Morgan?
Is this Morgan?
Hello, Margie.
I didn't pick up on that.
Welcome you. To the call.
We welcome you. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dawn in Cottonwood, Arizona.
Hello, Dawn. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Dawn.
Hello.
All right. So we went and Terry to present themselves here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi.
And the next caller, welcome to the questions and answers with the Elohim. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil and Betty from Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Cecil, hi, Betty.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, hi.
Hi. Hey.
Thanks for the reminder.
You're welcome.
Hello. Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name or location.
Positive greetings from Sedona. Hi.
Hi, Raiden.
Hello,
hi,
Raiden. Welcome, brother.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hey. Hi, where are you?
Say what?
Is that Morgan trying to get on the line? Somebody's going in and out.
I think that's Morgan. Yeah.
I can't tell.
Well, I'm going to mute myself because we're on the road traveling. So,
all right. And thank you both. Thank you both for being here. Be safe.
I'll be listening. Bye.
All right. Jill left you. So do I.
Oh no, I'm still here.
I said Jill left you, and so do I.
Oh, loves you. Oh yes, I do. Love you, Dad.
Be safe. Welcome back.
Love you too. Eyes also.
All right.
Love you all, actually.
All right.
Yo, wonderful people.
And love is all you need. Love is all you need.
Well, almost.
Almost.
It takes you a long ways anyway. Yeah, we're just coming out of Ivor Salmon House up in Seattle.
Just all right.
Got a tummy. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Got a tummy full of halibut.
Nice.
It was wonderful.
Too bad there's no phones here.
That's one thing we don't have out in the Midwest here, Dad. I miss Ivers.
Yeah, you got to be on the coast for fresh fish.
Yeah, definitely. I miss it.
You get fresh catfish.
Hard to find in Minnesota.
Not the same. Real hard to find in Minnesota. You'll have to freeze some and send it to me.
Yeah, that could be done.
Oh, good. Well, you know, it was just my birthday, so you can receive my birthday present.
We have another person join in. Good evening. You're welcome. Please say your name and location.
Miranda from Northern California.
Hi, Miranda. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. Hi, Miranda.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. All right. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hello.
I think you're crackling, Wanda. Can you mute yourself? With you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi. It's
Vin
Lauren.
And Sedona. Vin
hi,
and Lauren.
Hey.
Welcome,
hi,
brother.
Vin. Hi, Lauren.
Hi,
Vin.
Hi, just walked in.
All right.
Did you guys notice the boost in energy on Whole Planet Healing last night?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know why, right?
Yes.
Was it last night or the night before?
Last Hello? Night.
Juliana was on the call last night, I think.
Yeah, and I did. He had me do a channeling, and they were saying, "Well, welcome," and they named the three people. You know, welcome Dean, welcome Grace, welcome Juliana. And I'm going, Juliana, is that the attorney's name for Trump? Julie, what is it? You know, and so I skipped saying the names.
Oh.
I wish Giuliani would come on. He could do some spiritual.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That would be good.
I'm going to start in just a second here. How come you guys are so quiet? How come you're so quiet?
We're waiting. We're anticipating.
Good evening. Welcome to the questions and answers with the Elohim. Please say a name and location.
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine.
Hi,
welcome.
Janine.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
And I want to also welcome all those folks that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Happy Wednesday, and thank you for being here. And I repeat the email address one more time. If you have a question that you want to ask to our sources, you can email it to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. All right, 6:13.
Okay. Okay.
Good evening and welcome to Questions and Answers with the Elohim. Welcome back, Wanda.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys must have cut me off.
I muted you because of the background noise.
And after that, the phone got dropped.
Okay.
Wanda, you wanted to ask a question regarding your friend, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask that tonight? Publicly?
Yep, sure. Sure.
Can you feed it back to me, would you please?
She was in a fire on June 28th.
What's her name?
Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y.
And what's her name?
Purnell. Her last name's Purnell. P-U-R.
Okay.
N-E-L-L. And she. It happened in Lethbridge, Alberta. She's been living in Lethbridge, Alberta.
Lethbridge, did you say?
Yeah, Lethbridge.
So did she survive?
She's got between 30% and 50% of her body burnt, and she's been in a coma most of the time, and that until just recently.
Did she come out of it a little bit?
Yeah, she's like they say. I guess she goes in and out of coma. Some days are better than others. And they did an MRI.
Okay.
Is Dr. Art here?
I don't blame her.
Yeah,
I don't blame her. I'd go into coma too.
She's in the burn unit in Calgary, Alberta.
Okay.
Now, what's the prognosis of her?
I don't know. She never tells me the truth, and I don't even think that it was a. She says that it was a fire from, and she poured more diesel on the fire, and it exploded.
So you're asking for
diesel on the fire.
But when I go in and ask, they don't say diesel fire. They say that it was a fire from something else.
Okay, now you're requesting healing for her, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds suspicious. If she's pouring diesel on a fire.
Yeah, and all the neighbors were yelling at her to, you know, stop, to get the fire burning faster so it isn't smoldering. This is what the story she told me. And she said,
okay, and now, wait a second,
more.
How long have you known her?
About 7-8 years. And when I first met her, she was an atheist and everything. And since then, she believes in God and everything else and so on. But I know for a fact she lies to me, you know, so I'm thinking, and when I pick up anything, I get that she was burnt in a fire from Matt trying to cook something.
Mm.
You know, trying to cook street drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't be sure. And this is what I keep picking up whenever I try to go in and see what happened or whatever. And like, I was having dreams about fires and everything else, like ever since this happened. But she never called me because she couldn't.
Right.
No. I don't know if you'd ask that kind of question, should you? There's a lot of legal stuff going on.
Have you talked to her at all?
Yeah, I talked to her, and then yesterday I texted her and I said, can you tell me again what happened? And then she repeated in words what I said about the diesel
okay.
and the neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But,
okay. Hi.
Yes.
We are ready to start.
All right. I want to say welcome, Dr. Art. Thank you for being here. And I believe that Phyllis also has arrived.
Hello.
Hello, Phyllis. Good to have you.
Hi, everyone. Phyllis. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone. Also on BBS. We're going to get going here.
Muted.
July the 15th. I forgot the year.
The recording has started.
Start it again so I don't have to cough. Thanks.
This session is no longer being recorded.
I'll give you one more chance, Vin.
The recording has started.
This is July 15th.
15th.
Yeah. 15th. That's what I said. 2020.
Yeah.
Halfway through July. And we are making it day by day. Thanks to all of you. And this is our call. Let me see. I don't know if there's anyone new on the line. Let's see here. I'm just going to open up the console. But this is our call every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. where we ask questions to what I refer to sometimes as our sources, which is a blend of two group souls. Let me just say they identify themselves this way. And over time, I've convinced myself, and many of you have convinced yourself, that they're real. You don't have to believe in them, how should I say it, by faith. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with faith, because as long as faith is directing you to something positive, it's a good thing. But in our case, on our calls, we keep getting evidence. And I'm not going to give all the evidence now, but whether it's miracles, whether it's past life pictures, whether it's phenomena, whether it's pink lights, it's just been an ongoing journey that doesn't stop. And if you come on our calls often enough, you'll start picking up on it. And as I understand it, it's a very rare thing to be doing what we're doing, to talking to beings, which are, I could say the word high. I don't like to use the word high because it creates separation. And they really relate to us like friends. And that you can actually create an energetic relationship with them and be their friend. And, you know, when they talk about friends in high places, you can't do any better than this, as far as I'm concerned, because they help people with their intentions. They help make you feel loved, because they can love you from where they are. And then you start loving yourself. And you have to experience that. So you have to keep coming to the calls, usually, to get that kind of experience, or often. And they explain how they work, et cetera, et cetera. So, hang on one more moment. I'm going to call in the light. We're doing the invocation to the light. Okay. And Robert Harlick, I got your question. Thanks for clarifying it. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. And this is Ra. We are an aspect of the Elohim group and an aspect of the Ra group. And we come together to assist wherever we may. We take a moment and we move into the third density in a multifaceted way. And we come directly to each and every one of you who wishes to make contact with us. The voice comes through the telephone and through the computer. It does not come in directly to you. It is the thought that comes directly to you. So there's a little bit of a time divergence between the time that the thought gets there directly and the voice appears. It's not a great lapse of time, but it is a little lapse of time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And the first question here is from Robert Herlick, okay?
Yes.
And he had a question about something he identified as the Emerald Group. And I asked him, he wanted to know, does the Elohim know who they are? Are they affiliated, et cetera, et cetera? So I asked him to give me a little more information on the Emerald Group. And so here's what he said. Dina Eisen, who died last year, channeled the Emerald Group. I and my wife participated in a number of half-hour to hour-long sessions in the year before she died. If my memory is correct, the Emerald Group is a level of spiritual beings higher than the angels. And it was from this interaction the Emerald Group corrected about three of my associations between amino acid production done by DNA and the Hebrew letters. I was very surprised, actually amazed. I had 19 out of 22 associations correct. So if the Emerald Group was right, then the revised associations I have are correct. And when I am ready, I can start to write programs to read the DNA and convert the sequences of codes to Hebrew letters, and then determine if there is any linguistic information, as I had posted. I have a sense that the Emerald Group was appreciative of what I was doing and gave me the strength to explore more in this direction. Thank you.
Thank you. We might ask for another reading of the question in a minute, but just to start off, we see that the Emerald Group has a geometric outface. We are looking at the vision of it. It is a number of geometric forms. They are interfacing with each other and are interlocking in some of their faces. Now, this is a manifestation. The Emerald Group, the people, the beings in charge or creating the Emerald Group, put out this geometric interlocking a series of 3D shapes that can connect in different ways and can respond to the vibrations of their faceted creation. Then from the faceted creation, there can be a radiation coming out in all directions, three-dimensionally, it creates light. This is a geometrical vibration formation that can correlate with other outside influences and change and shimmer in a response and shift in its interaction two ways for a multi-ways in all directions spherically with the outside. And it is a foundation of a DNA form. The Emerald Group does have a connection through the bringer of the information to you and your wife, and finds your information, your projects very fascinating, and can link up with them. Would you read the question one more time?
Yeah. Just a moment. The Emerald Group is a level of spiritual beings higher than the angels, and it was from this interaction the Emerald Group corrected three of my associations between amino acid production done by DNA and the Hebrew letters. And I just insert something here. There's a fellow by the name of Stan Tenen, T-E-N-E-N, and he was a Jewish scholar. I think he's still alive. And he did a lot of research on Hebrew letters and their connection to cosmic things. So look him up. You probably already know who he is, but if you don't, look him up. I was very surprised, actually amazed, that I had 19 out of the 22 associations correct. So if the Emerald Group was right, then the revised association I have are correct. And when I am ready, I can start to write programs to read the DNA and convert the sequences of codons to Hebrew letters, and then determine if there is any linguistic information which I had posited.
Which what?
In case which I have posited, or I had speculated, or I had
posited.
Now, you know, Robert is obviously a very scientific guy. He's really smart. And when I read the question, I don't completely understand it myself. Although I do understand that the Hebrew alphabet was connected to certain cosmic patterns. It wasn't just arbitrary. I also believe the Hebrew alphabet was created by ETs who were very advanced and could put the patterns together. So could you might confirm that while you're answering right now.
The group that put it together was very advanced. However, didn't put them together so much as they replicated what they were experiencing and seeing. It is a hologramic we go beyond theory here, four-dimensional housing that reflects all of the inputs he then put into him. Therefore, you are correct. You can begin to form the connections and begin to now let us take a look at this right code. Could you say that part again about code, Grant?
Yes.
The Emerald Group is quite excited about what you're doing, and the person that was talking to you about that, and it is exciting to renew, like revivify this conversation that may pick up making the whole project live again.
Thank you. Here, reading this back. Okay. I was very surprised that I had 19 out of 22 associations correct. So if the Emerald Group was right, then the revised associations are correct. And when I am ready, I can start to write programs to read the DNA and convert the sequences of codons to Hebrew letters. To convert the codons. To convert the codons.
What is the meaning of codons?
I believe codon is a subset of DNA. It's one of the fine points. Hi, can you find Robert Harlech on there and unmute him? It's one of the fine points of how DNA is programmed.
Yeah,
in the strings
codon,
of DNA.
A codon is a sequence of three nucleic acids.
Okay. And Robert,
there are 64 codons which code for the 22 amino acids.
Okay. Now, does each strand of DNA have 64 codons?
No, there are 64 possible codons. And the DNA strand is very, very long.
Okay. So each strand has 64 possible codons, right?
No. For each codon, there are 64 possible combinations of the...
I see.
Every time you read three pairs, you get a codon.
Okay. And when we come in and have a body and our DNA is programmed, this is all part of the original program, right?
Yes.
And that it would transfer from one life to the next, as we've learned the DNA transfers, correct?
Yes. And the DNA would have information on this hypothesis. The DNA would have information about previous lives as well as
yes.
some spiritual truth.
Right. And your hypothesis is that the sequences of codons are connected to the Hebrew alphabet, letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And that if you can decode this, you might get some messages hidden in the DNA of sorts.
Yeah, we would expect a lot of sentences almost. A lot of sentences,
okay.
A lot of phrases, and they would all make sense.
Okay.
A lot
okay,
of what was the sentences? A lot of what?
Sentences.
A lot of sentences.
Oh, sentences.
In other words, by decoding these codons, there would be verbal messages in sentences written in the Hebrew alphabet. Am I correct, Robert?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Does that help?
That is a correct correlation, and you can extract information upon DD coding, and mm-hmm. it is not only verbal, but it is vibrational. It is changing. It is in motion.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Robert, for clarifying everything. Let me
thank
go to the next
much.
Question. Okay. Wanda submitted this. A friend of hers that she's known for 8 years, Tammy Purnell, Lethbridge. Tammy Purnell in Lethbridge, Alberta, has a very bad case of burned body. Okay? And she's in the hospital, and she just asks for healing.
Yes. Yes. We go back to the surprise, the experience, the sudden surprise of the sudden explosion or burning that followed. And we bleed off the surprise. Part of the problem is the inability of the bee to handle the sudden change. And so the bee is in overwhelm. Having received something, a period in time when what happened didn't make, it wasn't expected, and the surroundings is, she saw them, couldn't be relied on, and we seek to move that trauma away and transmute that trauma, that sudden burning that happened, transmute it, slow it down. The individual could begin to cope with what happened. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next question here is from Mark in Dublin, Ireland. And
hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark. I hope you listen. I am asking for help in two legal contracts that are each intended to imprison me. Okay, now I'm not giving any guarantee that Elohim can help you with legal contracts, but we'll see what they have to say. I am sure I brought this into my life because they are leading me into the very life my mother and father had in their later lives. It seems like I am clearing a couple of past life karmic debts. I completely am aware that I have brought this into my life to learn, and it is my self-love that will resolve this. It seems the harder I try, the farther freedom seems to be. My intent is to resolve both of these in a peaceful way and create a most benevolent outcome. Thank you.
Thank you. So you have put up the barrier of these lawsuits in front of you, and they are something that you are trying to surmount and to deal with. For a minute, as we are doing now, to disappear those lawsuits in your mind, that they will dissolve. They will recede, and you can walk out the other side. If you get our drift, if you can envision that happening, it is a first step in creating the reality of it happening. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I think another way of saying that, and this is good to say because it's good for everybody, what's inside and what's in your consciousness is creating, in most cases, what's outside. So this is, it's hard to really believe this because things can seem, you can be a victim. And Mark seems to have the idea, because he talks about his karma and feeling his karma is coming in to punish him. And we do carry
patterns. See if you can disappear it. See if you can disappear it and bring ethics in to replace it.
Yes, and be very ethical this life. So you have a track record of high character, which then will transmit to other people. And it's kind of like going above the energy of the karma, and the karma can dissolve. To my understanding, karma exists in 3D, maybe higher, but, you know, at a certain point, you're above your karma. And you can still be in the circumstance, but as you get to be above your karma, you can dissolve the energy that created those obstacles or those impediments or those things attacking you. And am I correct in the way I'm approaching this?
Yes.
Yeah.
You get the idea of them dissolving, and then that can lead the way for other solutions.
Okay, thank you. Next is Edna, okay? Let's see here. A few weeks ago, I woke up with my husband making noise. He was making noise since he was in an intense dream. Once I opened my eyes, I saw something like a disc hovering on top of his head, which quickly disappeared. I woke him up, and he said to have been dreaming about seeing a UFO in the highway, and he was trying to call me to tell me about it. He could not look at it directly because the lights were too intense. I told him to make sure to not get back into that dream, and I cleared the room from any negative energy. What was the hovering object? Was I able to clear the energy?
That was the energy coming together from the images in his dream. We can. It is very recreatable, so we see that there is a real disc that he was imaging from his past memory, and we work with that for a minute, and then let it go. Thank you.
Was that disc that she was seeing, was that in a higher hologram, or was it something to do with a 3D manifestation?
It was a 3D manifestation within a 3D location.
Thank you. Now, it's 6:51, and I have two questions from Jill, one for a friend of hers. Jill, I got to tell you, I'm reluctant to ask your question because it's so long, and you can perhaps
Let me try looking at it quickly, okay? Okay, she had an experience with a ghost, okay? And and the ghost could turn the volume of the radio up and down, okay? And
ghosts can do that. It can make noises, knocking noises, to turn things up and down, turn lights on and off.
Mm-hmm.
It is within the realm of possibility.
Yes. And so they figured out a way to communicate. The ghost called himself Jason, said he was 11 years old, and we determined he was looking for someone to play with. And he liked to draw, so he left crayons and paper on the table. And in the morning, there would be a picture. As time went by, he allowed most of my other children to talk through him, through the radio. Even friends of ours who came over witnessed this oddity. And he kept developing even more ways of communicating. He later was able to communicate certain cell phones to communicate with us, although some of the newer iPhones were harder for him to use. Learned how to ring my doorbell nonstop until I acknowledged him, and then it stopped.
Thank you. These are all within the capabilities of what spirits on the other side have the ability to do at times.
Mm-hmm. So, without reading everything else you wrote here, she asked, can you tell me who or what this entity was? Can you tell me why he was contacting me and my family and friends? Can you give me any insight to where he went and if and when we'll ever hear from him again? It's been 10 years since we last heard from him, and we all miss him. Okay. There you go.
Thank you. And who is that from?
Jill. Cecil's.
From Jill. Okay.
Cecil's brother in Rochester.
Yes. He is a young man. He went through that phase, and he went on to pick up a body and get another grounding life experience for himself. He does not totally remember this, and this is in his past. And he did experience a great deal of feeling of connection from the interaction and for the manipulation of the radio and the phenomena. He preferred to move on to get some reality within his reality within his framework of his life.
Was there any karmic connection between this entity and the family
He was a boy. He had been previously hit by a car, and he found his way back. It was he found his way back into this house following one of the kids home.
Okay, thank you. And it's 6:56. And we could probably take 2 minutes if BBS doesn't throw us off. And of course, Don asked one of his questions, and here. Can you see how fast you can answer this in 2 minutes? Can you supply a more complete explanation of the nature of the one infinite creator? Thank you, Don.
Thank you. That has been your question for a while. Within the individuals and life forms of all different sorts, there is an aspect of the one infinite creator. And if you look at the world's one infinite creator, there is creation within each and every form of life. He is created, and the spark is the God force. It's a little bit.
That's it?
Well, we could go on a little bit. It's a bigger topic.
Maybe we'll save it for next time, okay?
All right.
Because we're running over. And we're going to end this session tonight. Terry, great answers. Thank you, Robert Harlech, for your question and exploring such
a topic. Yeah, this is Terry. Hey, Robert, it's like when you got a question, this energy chain of these multifaceted components that went together in different ways, depending upon what was needed. Anyway, just start throwing that out.
Okay. All right.
One thing, if you don't mind me sharing, what I have been telling myself lately is God is inside of me, and I am inside of God. And just telling this myself gives me that feeling of unity, of oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides
Great.
Me strength.
Great.
Great.
Thank you.
And what was that thing I read, you know? It was about solving your problems. Don't ask God to solve your problems.
Well, then there's Dr. King. When he was growing up, he never asked his mom if he had a problem. He always asked God, and he always got answers.
He's a special person, definitely.
Yes. Who, Dr. King?
Dr. King, yes. There's a lot within this man, yes.
Yes.
Yes. You know, he is so innocent. It's amazing.
Right.
He's doing a talk in Sedona on Sunday at 2:00. I'm probably going to introduce him because he really respects our work. He's trying to figure it out, but he doesn't, you know, respond to it in the least bit competitively, or I'm not a Catholic or something like that, you know. he knows there's something going on with us.
It seems to me that he has the Jesus aspect within himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, being of service, being just down to earth of service, yes.
Yes.
And then with magnificent abilities that he carries within himself.
Yeah. And, I mean, some of the stuff he does, I'm scared to talk about because I'll get him in trouble. I mean, but we're going to have a really interesting developing rapport. She's going to move to Sedona, okay? And thank goodness somebody else is doing
He wants to keep some of us alive over here.
He says, Terry's really really important, and so I'm going to make sure I keep her alive.
Thank you, Dr. Jean.
In any case, okay, BBS, we're getting off. All right, hang on.
I got the mute over here.
Unmuted. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank
hey,
you,
you're welcome.
You're
welcome.
Really
nice. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you both. Best love to everyone.
Thank you.
And Wanda, a lot of strength to your friend. Oh, my God. I feel sorry for her.
Yeah, we have to put her on the prayer list, but my email stuff doesn't work too good. So I'm going to try to get her on the prayer list.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more
And if you can, Wanda, talk to her about it. Ask her permission to do so. That will be.
She asked me to put her on the prayer list. She asked.
All right.
She knows about the show. She knows about Terry.
Stay in touch with her, and yes, yes.
Yes,
and
I
Wanda.
Wanda. Yeah.
We love you. You have such a beautiful passion and care for things. And I'm really appreciative to have you.
Thank you. Now you're making me cry. Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
So
love and light,
we'll
love and light to you all.
Okay. Bye.
This session is no longer being recorded.